Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you for being here. We're glad you are. I'm very glad that Bob Kuska is back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Fusion Factor, the creator of CareerBound. Did I say that right, Bob? CareerBound?
CareerBound, Jim.
That's your new project you're very excited about. He's one of the top management and especially HR experts that I know, and he's our good friend, Bob Kuska. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Bob, one of the things you want to talk about today is websites. And I was telling the audience before you got here about some research that I ran into a year or so ago that indicated that 50% of small business owners still don't have a website. And now, Bob, and as I said earlier, if 10 years ago you would have said 2000, you'd have said to me, you know, that we were going to be sitting here with this kind of a statistic, I would have said, that's preposterous. That can't happen. But I would have been wrong, Bob, and the reason I say that is because I actually went out into the marketplace after that research came out, and I started asking small business owners a question I didn't think I'd ever have to ask them again, and that's, do you have a website? And my research, my anecdotal shopping around, looking around research, kind of fit with what this research showed, and that's that everybody didn't have a website. I don't understand that, Bob. Tell me. Explain that to me.
Well, Jim, I don't think that people understand that having a website is an important part of your overall business plan.
Do you have a phone? Do you unlock your front door, let customers in? If you do that, you should have a website.
That's right. That's right. Because there's five purposes to a website, and there may be more, but five in my mind. But the very simplest is validation. If I want to buy, I find out that this Blasingame company makes wonderful widgets.
Yep.
And I go on the internet, and there's no website for Blasingame widgets.
Right.
I say, well, that's not a real company. I'm not going to look any further.
Or it's going to show my competitor's widget website up there, and I'm going to buy from you're going to buy from them.
That's right. That's right. So the thing is, and when you and I spoke, Jim, we talked about how to launch a small business, and we
mm-hmm.
talked about the marketing and the legal and all those other aspects. And if you remember, you said to me when you started out, it reminded you of a country and western song, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
What was I thinking, exactly?
So you apply the same thing to a website, and you say, hey, if I either, one, do what I call a brother-in-law website. My brother-in-law does those, and I'll slap one up. And,
or my neighbor's kid does that, or whatever.
Yeah. And you get something up that doesn't reflect what you are.
Mm-hmm.
So here's a couple of things that we went through, my partner and I.
Can I stop you for a second, though, Bob?
Sure.
For those people who still might be holdouts, I just have to say one thing that I want you to think about as Bob is talking about these next steps. If you don't care about what your website looks like, if you don't care about anything, I have to assume that you care about sales. And I'm going to say two words to you. That's the reason why you need to have a website of any kind, just something on the web, and that's local search. Bob, local search is huge. It's getting bigger. And if you don't have a website, they can't find your phone number. They can't find your directions to you. They don't know what you sell. And you don't have to beat you don't have to conquer the world to be on the top of the list of local search.
That's right, Jim.
Now go ahead.
Right. You go to the internet for everything, right? You're going to go to a restaurant,
yep.
You go
yep.
look it up. Well, first of all, the thing that you have to do first is sit back and take your time and think it through. And people rush to judgment. They rush to get a website up. The first thing I ask them to think about is, who's your audience? Because, and I'll give you an example, Jim. As you know, my audience is two groups of people. It's students and parents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I had to develop a look that was going to meet two audiences.
Right, two divergent audiences, right.
That's right. If I put up something that was really young and youthful and, you know, real jazzy, parents might look at it and say, well, this doesn't look serious. It doesn't look like a corporation.
How do you combine the cool and the uncool? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know what? Here's what we did. I mean, we have a corporate look. You know, we want to make sure that this looks like a substantial organization. We have some youthful design elements in terms of color, and, you know, we asked our designers to look at that. And also, we used video. You know, when you go into a young audience nowadays, video is an important piece.
Mm-hmm.
So take your time to lay all that out. And then the second thing you ask yourself is, what is my purpose? Am I marketing? Am I trying to send a broad message? Because then you got to spend time thinking about, what is your message? Like we just talking, is it to students? Is it to businessmen? Is it to laborers? Who is my audience? And you, what you want to do is, as you're building the things I'm talking about, you're putting them into an RFP, a request for proposal, that you're going to go to your vendor with. I said earlier, Jim, that
they've got to have the specifications, though, don't they?
Absolutely.
You got to be able to tell them what you want. And go ahead.
And when they finish it, Jim, you hold up the piece of paper and you say, did you meet all these specs?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you were building a house, that's what you'd do, right? Hey, wait a minute, you left, there's only 3 bedrooms. I had 4 in the plan. And so you really need that to put that down. You need to think about some of the purposes, because as you said earlier, everybody wants to use their website to sell. But do you want to use it for data collection? Do you want to use it for sampling? Do you want to give your audience something free?
Maybe customer care. Maybe it's some kind of customer service angle.
That's right.
Let them check on their own order or something like that. Depends on. But, you know, another thing, Bob, I love what you're saying. And everything you're saying is right on the money. But there still are people, folks, I'm not taking anything away from what Bob said. But if you're not there, if you're still not there, Bob, I still think that's any kind of a website is better than no website. Because of the local search thing, I'm talking about for Main Street small business owners. I'm not taking anything away from what you're saying. I'm just saying that I remember when I got started, my first website was awful, but I was so proud of it, I didn't know what to do. But now when I look back, I hope I never see what it looked like again because it was so bad. But it was 1997.
And I would accept awful in 1997, Jim.
Yeah.
But if you went online today and saw awful. Now, my first website in 2001 was static.
Yeah.
Okay? It had no graphics. It was mostly content-driven. And I guess from your perspective, that was okay because they could find me, and there was an address there and a phone number.
Right.
But today, you can develop a website with a vendor fairly inexpensively. And here's what I think. I think a lot of small business owners say, you know, I want to put my money into this and I want to put my money into that. And they don't understand the value, the importance of having a website.
Hold on to that thought, Bob. Give us the website before we go.
It's getcareerbound.com.
Getcareerbound.com. That's his new website, folks. His new business. Check it out when you get a chance. Bob Kuska and I will be right back 20 after. Stay with us.
Tell me a secret. Tell me a lie. Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to take our poll questions right there on the homepage. Lots of stuff that will help you with whatever's going on in your small business from alpha to omega. And you got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something that will help you. And don't forget to to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there as well. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Bob Kuska. He and I are talking about websites. And Bob, it's what is it now?
Get Careerbound.
Get Careerbound. That's what it is. Getcareerbound.com.
Yeah.
That's your new website. Tell us about it.
Well, we're marketing towards college students to tell them how to get a job coming out of college. Jim, only 19% of college grads had a job offer last year when they graduated. So we're trying to give them the tools to get out there faster and get more focused on what they want to do.
So check it out, folks. Getcareerbound.com and see what Bob has to offer. You know, Bob, you and I are talking. To some people, it might sound like we're disagreeing, but we're really not. All I'm saying is if you don't have a website, you're not going to go to 60 miles an hour first. You got to start out at zero first. And all I'm saying is you know, when I had my first website, it wasn't very long before I realized it wasn't going to be enough, and so we built another one. Then we built another one. Then we built another one. And I don't know which version of websites, which generation we're on right now, but surely it's 8 or 10 or 12 different, you know, versions since 1997 that we've continued to upgrade. And I think that's the evolution. And so my point is, what you're saying about the steps to get a website, get a more sophisticated, a more practical and usable website, that's absolutely essential. But don't let that get in the way if you have nothing. Get started. That's all I'm saying, Bob.
I agree with that, Jim.
Now, go ahead.
And you may want to take it in phases. You may want to say, I want to get to this website that's going to have all these good things in it, but I'm only going to do the first couple of things in phase one.
Well, here's what I think. Here's what I worry that happens. And see, I like your idea about specification. But when you're doing specifications or when you're getting a pitch from somebody who builds these things, they're going to start asking you things like, well, do you want e-commerce? Well, I don't know. Do you want a mobile app? Well, I don't know. And they're saying, do I want that? And the person doing it is going to say, well, that's going to be an extra $500. That's going to be an extra $200, mm-hmm. extra $1,000. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I worry that kind of a process for somebody who has no website, it intimidates them and makes them do nothing.
Well, and I agree with that. But here's what happened with us, Jim, in this endeavor. We went out, we got our specifications down on paper, and we wanted a lot of functionality, so we knew that there was going to be some expense. We went to four different vendors, and each of them took a different approach, and each of them gave us different replies. And by looking at their replies, we could say, that's very expensive. We don't want that right now. Or, hey, we can add this on over here. And it helped us. It's like going out and shopping for a car, right? You went out and you looked at a bunch of different models, and it started to educate you on what you could get.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of things on vendors. You know, we've looked at vendors in a couple different ways, and a lot of people look at a vendor and they say, oh, do they have pretty websites? What have they done? And that's important. We looked at their design. We also looked at the functionality. You know, were they doing e-commerce sites? Were they doing sites that had databases like your Brain Trust?
Mm-hmm.
But here's a real thing that I struggled with, Jim. As I was assessing vendors, and being an HR guy, I'm always interviewing people, I was saying, what is their resources? A lot of vendors were these, you know, one guy sitting in a room that might have a graphic design background, but he didn't have the ability to code. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the ability to draw on other resources. So going out there for a small business, if you're a big company, you can pay, you know, a gazillion dollars and you can get everything you want. But for a small businessman, going to find the guy that had all the resources at his hand, that was the challenge for me.
And to find somebody who could build it and host it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Build it, host it, help you with the domain name and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because there are all those steps. You got to get your domain name.
We actually found one vendor that tried to defraud us.
Well, they're out there.
Yeah.
The other thing you got to do, and I don't want to scare people, but you need to use somebody that's been recommended to you, because I'll tell you something, you can also become held hostage by some of these people.
That's right. That's right.
And by that I mean, folks, if they design your website and if they host it for you, then if you don't know how to get it away from them, you have to go. I would not do business with any web developer or hosting company that didn't come to me with some referrals by people who said, these guys are honorable. They will not hold you hostage.
That's right. Because downstream, Jim, you may have to call them up one day and say, hey, I got a problem with my website.
Yeah.
And can you fix the problem? Can you do it now? You know, my email's not coming through.
Or how about this? I'm ready to go. I need to go somewhere else. I need to move my thing. And they, for whatever reason, they make it hard to get away from you.
That should all be in the contract.
But you're right about your email. I mean, if they're hosting your email, anyway, these are just this. You can solve all this, folks, with some due diligence and referrals.
Yep, absolutely, Jim. You're right on the referral piece.
Yeah. So what else?
Well, here's the last thing. Now, this may seem obvious.
30 seconds.
Really take the time to get your content right and check it over, because people are going to read about you, and you know you don't want to just write something, you know, willy nilly and have it put up there.
You're right about that, and the contents has got to be. Also, not only it has to be about your message, but it also has to be SEO compliant.
That's right.
Search engine optimization. You want to make sure the right words are on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You want to come up at the top of the search.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Bob, give us the website one more time.
It's getcareerbound.com.
Jim. Getcareerbound.com. He's talking about, folks, this is from his recent experience. He's giving you this information. So thank you for that, Bob. Thank you for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Bob Kustka, K-U-S-T-K-A, Bob Kustka. And I'm going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.